You're drowning in information while starving for wisdom. The world henceforth will be run by synthesizers, people able to put together the right information at the right time. Think critically about it and make important choices wisely. Well, that's a quote by E.O. Wilson. I am Guinevere Jones and you're listening to Nigeria Jollof Stories. Welcome. I surely have missed you and thank you for missing me too. I just want to say a shout out to everyone that reached out to me on phone calls and on WhatsApp to ask about me and why the long silence in Nigeria Jollof. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. We're back. I am back. Nigeria Jollof right now, you can get us on Anchor at anchor.fm/Nigeria Jollof and on Google Podcast at Nigeria Jollof and on Spotify, Nigeria Jollof. We are growing, guys. Speaking of growing, our Nigerian politicians are turning from comedians to actors, like really. They are amazing actors and comic, but that's on one side of the story. They are keeping a reputation for themselves to being a stooge for all comedians and entertainers alike. Well, that would be a story for another podcast where we can rant and then also find a way forward to get back our countries from these tormentors and jokers. Well, I just want to light a candle out for Izu Imwabwezi, who was accused of rape and then resulted to him committing suicide. God's love and light shine upon your family and friends that you've left behind. Speaking of rape and accusations and abuse, Nigeria Jollof Stories will be launching a campaign starting from the end of July against abuse and victimization in our society. Let's take back the narrative. Let's take back our power from these monsters and change our society for the better. Well, watch out for the campaign. Watch out for us. The campaign is tagged End the Conspiracy of Silence. We'll talk about that more on a subsequent podcast. But for now, stay tuned. And if you want to be a volunteer or join the campaign, just DM us on our Instagram handle at Nigeria Jollof Podcast, or you can reach us on Twitter at @jollof_Nigeria. But if you have my personal number, just send me a DM or call me and we'll get you hooked up in the campaign. Well, we are partnering with Social Work Movement. They are also the champions of the Victims and Not the Bad Guys campaign, just to end stigmatization and victimization and victim blaming in our society, Nigeria. So guys, having said all that, just want to let you know that I am not alone in the building. I have an amazing, wonderful, talented, passionate, and God-fearing guest in the house. Without any further ado, let's meet her. Damilola Busari is a purpose-driven young woman who is first a child of God before anything else. She obtained an LLB honors in law and a BSc in international relations from Leeds University, Ibadan. Damilola is passionate about mentoring teenagers, especially teenage girls, and this gave rise to her founding Pearl Initiative, a faith-based non-governmental organization with the vision of grooming God-fearing and well-rounded young people. Damilola is an author of Self-Esteem to God-Esteem, which was published in the year 2018. That's not all. She is a wife to an awesome husband and a mother of two lovely boys, aka King of Boys. That is our guest on the show today. We'll be exploring the world of teenagers with Damilola Busari, as she is a teenage coach and a mentor to teenagers. Well, on today's show, she'll be sharing with us who Damilola Busari was when she was a teenager. She'll be sharing that experience with us. So today it's all about Damilola Busari, the teenager. I am so excited, Dami, that you're here. Thank you for joining me on the show, Nigeria Jollof Stories. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Gwen. It's my pleasure to be here today.
So tell us, how is it possible for you to juggle everything you are together? The wife, the majorpreneur, a coach, a minister, everything. Yes, how did you juggle it?
Honestly, it is quite the balancing act. 2020 has been a bit more challenging for me because I've had to balance all of this with just the support of my husband. But I realized that life is in seasons. And, you know, I'm learning that I can have it all, yes, but I must know where my priorities should lie. And for me, my priorities are with my relationship with God, with my family, and with my ministry. So there are some things that I'm not actively doing at the moment, but it doesn't mean I still don't do those things. I just need to be aware of my season, you know, and flow with that. He's a little over 6 months now. That's my younger son. So you can understand that that's a bit of a handful with a toddler. So I'm trying, you know, to make the most of this season, make the most of this time, and just living each day as it comes, trusting God for strength and for grace to move on.
You're full of life and passionate. Is that how you've always been, right from your teenage years?
Well, let me give you this little gist. So, you know, you ask, how do I balance it all? How do I do everything?
Yeah.
My nickname as a teenager from my mom was Busy Bee, because I was hardly ever doing just one thing. Hardly ever. Would you ever find me just doing one thing in my life? I'm not sure if it has ever happened. I'm hardly ever just focusing on one thing, because, you know, I'm even trying to backtrack to my childhood, and I realized that even as a child, I was involved in music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was I wasn't singing in the choir then. I was playing an instrument. I was learning to play the keyboard. So aside school, I had extracurricular activities. So I've never been your one person thing. You know, so I've that's me, literally. So I've been like this all my life.
Have you ever been?
So I don't know how to be.
Dami, you're too busy. You're not focused. You can't excel in everything if you don't focus on one thing. You know, gist like that or criticisms like that. And how did those criticisms make you feel?
I'm so glad you mentioned it. One of the worst things I hated for a long time was to introduce myself. So you get into a gathering and they say, oh, hi, so what do you do? And I'm like, you know. And you don't want to be showy, but you also want to be to yourself.
Exactly.
So it's something I have struggled with for the longest time, and that I'm just beginning to make peace with.
Please let
I would
me
say
your
2020
eat your rice. By the way, eat your rice is a kind of a slang in Nigeria, jollof, because so when someone is making more sense, your jollof is smelling well, you get, you're making
I get
right.
Okay.
Yes, okay. You're making a lot of sense, because I can relate to every single thing you're saying. It's like same struggle right here, sister. Preach it.
So 2020 for me has been the year of finally owning it and saying yes to the glory of God. I am all of these things, and I am not going to shrink back to make you comfortable. I realize that in my not shrinking back, I inspire people that I'm even unaware of, teenagers and adults alike. People say to me that they look at my life and, you know, they're able to have faith in themselves.
Yeah.
And in their own abilities. So imagine if I shrunk back, or I'm worried about, why would I be that girl who's the Jane of all trades, you know, in my own case.
And let me complete what it was.
Imagine if I let that hold me back.
Master of none.
No. By the grace of God, I am a master of all. I devote myself to personal development and, you know, excelling in everything that I do. Excelling in everything that I do. I devote myself to continuous learning. You can ask my husband. He's almost tired of me. The amount of money I spend on courses and books. Dude is just always like, oh, babe.
You have to calm down.
So I'm that sort of person, because I'm a Jane of all trades. I want to be master of all. I want to be able to do things excellently. You know, I put my heart into learning new things daily, into developing myself, into upping my game, into leveling up. That is what I am passionate about. So not just being able to do 1,001,001 things, yeah, but doing them well as well. That matters a lot to me.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Please, your rice is making sense and I will always want to eat it. Really. So now,
I bless God.
Your teenage years, you were all up and about, you were busy with life. I'm sure it was not seamless. It had its own challenges. And
yes.
So did you ever have any self-esteem issue? Or...
Yes, I did. So my teenage years were rather interesting because I didn't have the usual teenage years that you would expect. So remember when you were reading my profile and you said the first thing about me was that I love God and I'm passionate about God. I'm first of all a God girl before anything else.
Yeah.
So I literally grew up in church.
Mm.
I moved
sure
from children's
paragraph. I don't understand you.
So I grew up in church. You know, I lived in church, breathed church. I'm a church girl, to put it plainly. But then I had challenges that you might wonder, and are you still a church girl?
Mm-hmm.
So here's how it all started. I had a few challenges that I'll share with you. I had challenges that had to do with my sexuality and sexual immorality. And I also had challenges that had to do with my self-esteem. Those were the two challenges that I would say negatively colored my teen years. But you know, the beautiful thing about God is that God still writes your story and brings out beauty from the ashes.
Yeah.
So these challenges now that I deal with teenagers, I'm able to identify with them and, you know, tell them, see, been there, done that, you better get out of it now. So let me start from, you know, the self-esteem challenges. So I'd always been a creative, the girl with 1,001 talents, been able to do so many things. And to the glory of God, aside being a creative, I was also academically sound.
Hmm.
But I was not confident in myself as regards my body. I lacked body confidence. And so puberty set in and, you know, I had my friends and all of that. But I was the odd one out. I was what you would call a late bloomer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that when puberty came in,
yeah,
and my friends started to show all those signs.
Yeah.
Their bodies were changing. Dami was still Dami. It was so bad. I remember then I had a trainer bra and I'm looking at myself, I'm like, why is my chest so flat?
Oh my God. Socks.
I'm being honest with you. I'm being very open with you.
Because
people don't talk about these things and we need to talk about them and acknowledge them and seek help and become better. Because it is possible to become better.
Uh-huh.
So I'll put socks in my bra and I'll be like, where would I ever have breasts? Oh, my friends are this, that. And I couldn't share this with anyone. And then,
wow,
as if that wasn't bad enough, all of a sudden I'll look at myself and say, okay, you don't have breasts, so yeah, but you're still a fine girl. You actually don't look so bad. But you see this, your nose, it is very, very big. And so I would look at my nose and I would loathe it. And I would wish I could get plastic surgery done so that my nose can be slim and long and perfect as far as I was concerned. So for the longest time, I wouldn't smile because I'll say to myself, you know, these are conversations in my head now.
Mm-hmm.
That, oh, if you smile now, people will forget your fine face and start to look at your big, ugly nose. So I dealt with those issues for the longest time. And it was quite a box of contradictions. Because in school, you know, even dealing with these issues that made me shrink back and have self-esteem challenges, I still won funny awards such as cutest girl.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So everybody sees me and says cutest girl in school, and I went to a really big school, you know, and I still won these awards, you know, during social students gatherings. And people till tomorrow, some people from secondary school refer to me as I'm a cutest.
Well, that's how much we can take on today's show. Let's just put a peg right there. Thank you. Keep being you, keep sharing. So guys, what do you think? I'm sure a lot of things that we talked on in today's show, you can relate to it one way or the other. There is a lot from where that came from, so you don't want to miss the next episode of Nigeria Jollof Stories. So before I say goodnight to you, I hope you're keeping safe, maintaining personal hygiene and social distancing for now, okay? Thank you for enjoying the jollof rice with Damilola Bosari, the teenager, and her experience of how she became an upgraded, staying lit, staying woke Nigeria jollof person. Well, have a lovely evening and enjoy the rest of your weekend, and stay safe.